Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Go to hell, New World Order.
We are running some old friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got the check to be my commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay, yes.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today. When I would have these dreams, I would also wake up very sweaty and vomit and just absolutely just be blown away with the worst headache you can imagine. And I don't even regularly have headaches. It would just be when I would have these dreams. And so that's my big psychic event that's also, you know, been proven by the fact I came out and called it. But then basically the psychic ability just helps you already see the data points. And then I guess your subconscious mind, you can even say, then programs what you call an AI, but a human artificial intelligence, advanced intelligence interfacing with the universe to then take you to the next level. And so it just goes on from there. I said 2 years ago in October, I said that Russia is going to invade by the end of February next year. That was three, four months before. I mean, there's literally been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these, but that wasn't a dream or an event. That was me studying all the data and the background and intel. And I predicted they were going to come after the food. I predicted how they were going to break up the families, how they were going to finance race war. But 99% of it is just hidden in plain view and reading source documents. I mean, there's just many other examples.
There are a lot of examples there. And what I can tell even from speaking with you today, Alex, is that you move between demonstrable empirical facts like, you know, phthalates in the water and the increase of phthalates in the water are evidently affecting male fertility. And when you're obviously like sort of straight away, Alex, move into such like complex areas of discussion using, and also the way that you approach reality is a kind of rare, you know, let's say, in a kind of a rationalist, materialist world. Now, like, you know, when you say about sort of predictive dreams and prophecy and mysticism, most cultures make allowances for that, and the CIA utilize people with psychic capacities and psychic abilities. These kind of phenomena are areas of exploration. So I don't think that the attempt to discredit you is because you are a person that in a global culture occupies a role that we would probably recognize more easily in smaller tribalized culture, i.e. the mystic, the shaman, the evangelist. What I think is complex is that our social and cultural systems don't afford even that role anymore. God, I've had enough cause lately to think about witch hunts and Salem and the way that mysticism, mystics and people that speak out and people that bring information out from the edgelands into the mainstream have been historically persecuted. Sometimes I wonder what people think they are talking about when the idea of a witch hunt is discussed. You know, that people seem to be able to produce evidence, seem to be able to conjure up legitimization for unpersoning, persecuting, shutting people down. It's very curious that those people generally are outspoken critics of the establishment. And the more I speak to you, the more I realize that you have inaugured a particular cultural role. You and I would say in particular David Icke, both of whom have been subject to incredible incredible attacks and incredible slurs, and it's difficult not to say that that would be predicated on and driven by the desire to shut down the things you're saying rather than at what we're always offered, a desire to protect. So with what you said briefly, you know, about 9/11, even are you ever tempted when it comes to stuff like the phthalates in the water or a subject like 9/11 to remain within what is empirical and demonstrable, or is that sort of beyond, or is that just not the way you see stuff?
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems inspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Alex, you know, it's recently been discussed that the CIA have demonstrable connections with some of the hijackers. We now know that the law C-702 is being perpetuated even as we speak, using Hamas's attacks on Israel to legitimize ongoing surveillance measures that Snowden revealed. Do you ever feel like you could curtail and measure the way that you communicate, that it would be possible that more people would be brought along if you were able to say, look, here's what I can prove, this is what I sense, this is what I intuit. The mystical component of human beings has been shut down for a long time. We're demystifying humanity in our rationalist world at the expense of the ability to emotionally communicate or to transcend or to look for new solutions. And believe me, I agree with you that we're at an apocalyptic precipitous moment now, I think more than ever. And the reason I've always remained open to you, in spite of a dominant legacy media plainly trying to attack and discredit you, and the sort of miraculous moment when Trump ascended into office, where you were given that incredible access and fated, and indeed that you are a sort of an imperature of the Joe Rogan model, and it's nice of you to say that, you know, that I'm somewhat a figure that exists on those countercultural margins. And I can say for sure now that what happens when you occupy those spaces is you will be attacked at some point. They will find a way to attack you and shut you down and make it look as credible as possible. They'll find where you're weak. And to hear you speak about your own encounters with that, I feel a great deal of sympathy for you, even though, you know, no one could have missed the way that the legacy media covered the story you touched on. So I guess what this question actually is, Alex, is do you feel that you, in a sense, arm your detractors by your willingness to move from I have prophetic dreams, I had access to this white paper, I knew that these chemicals would have this effect on gender identity. You know, do you see that you're pulling in a great deal of information, mystical, conjecture, prophetic, as well as data? Or is that something you're deliberately doing in spite of the fact that it obviously enables people to attack you?
Let's unpack this. As you mentioned, the CIA, MI6, OSS before that, Hitler and his Gestapo, the Russian czars, they were all obsessed with mysticism. They were all obsessed with the occult. And they put massive amounts of money into scientists trying to quantify what was causing it, what was doing it, because it's a real phenomenon. There's also a lot of charlatans around it, but it's simply things, as David Icke says, not in the light spectrum. Now with the quantum mechanics and with all of the observations they've done, where if you observe a neutron, it won't jump, you know, through a solid block of lead, but if you don't observe it, it will. That there are a lot of laws to the universe, and so the CIA has spent hundreds of billions of dollars conservatively over the last 70 years or so, because they were founded in 1947, with mind wars and with psychic soldiers and with all of that. And what they found was, and the Russians found this too, it's very real, but they can't control it. And so they'd rather chemicalize and dumb down and poison the public to lower consciousness so that they don't have to deal with that wild card. And so they know it's extremely real. And at the end of the day, when I analyze stuff, then I just use, you call it the conscious, with the subconscious and the unconscious, to just go with what is my gut level then of where this is going. And I'm actually clear with the listeners and the viewers that this is fact, this is going on, this is real, and I'll show the documents. I'll show you one here in a moment. And then I say, now, this is what politically I think is probably going to happen. And then here's my gut. And I don't even spend a lot of my time on the gut and all of that. What they do is, when you're on air 3, 4, 5 hours a day, I'll be on the air today 7 hours, doing my show, your show, other shows, they can just cherry pick things. And they can also take things out of context. Like when I said, I'm going to eat my neighbors when civilization collapses because they're cutting the food and energy supply off, I said this is a modest proposal. Jonathan Swift, you know, the famous essayist, that they wouldn't feed the Irish during the famine. So he said, well, why don't we just have the Irish sell their babies to the meat markets? I said, this is a analogy or a warning of, does the left or people going along with the collapse of civilization and this post-industrial world that they admit they're building or setting up right now, this great reset, that it'll be like Viggo Mortensen's The Road, or it will be, you know, something very close to that, and that those of us that know how to, you know, survive will literally have to end up eating your ass. Well, they just said Jones has total meltdown, goes completely crazy, and says that he's going to eat his neighbors. Now, I knew when I did it, they were going to cut the front off and then deceptively put it out. So sometimes I calculate, particularly as I've been on the air almost 30 years, I do that more and more. That was completely calculated. I didn't tell the lie. I knew they were going to take what I did and put it out shockingly, and I was being massively censored, so I had to have a way to get people back to the show to actually hear me talk about, hey, they're cutting fertilizer production. They're cutting natural gas and fuel. They're cutting water supplies off around the world, blocking groups that want to put water supplies into Africa, wells and things like we're now seeing. They're now going after the guy that drilled 100 wells when the UN hasn't done that in 10 years, has gotten millions of dollars, because they don't want people actually being helped. So in the past, I really didn't think about how I was coming off. I was just, you know, a wild man. And as you get older, you know, we all know that, you tend to settle down. And so I'm a lot more subdued than I used to be and a lot more calculated because back then I didn't realize the effect or how big I was. I mean, I've been on air 29 years. I've had a huge show for like 23, 25 years. I mean, I've been reaching millions of people a day for 25 years. And so the cultural effect's been massive. And I didn't realize the last 6, 7, 8 years how big an effect it was. So like Spider-Man says, or his uncle says, with great power comes great responsibility. But no, nothing was calculated except I knew that if I was reading globalist documents before I even got on air, when I was in college and high school before that. And I was reading stuff they wrote in the 50s and 60s that I saw that had become reality by the 80s. And I saw things they wrote in the 80s that was coming true in the 90s. So it was accelerating. It was happening quicker. And so when I was reading all these UN documents and books and things about let's put fluoride in the water to reduce fertility and lower IQ, that'll make it more manageable. That's in you know, major publications, major books that you know, top White House science czars wrote decades ago. So that's where we are. So I knew that, well, if they've gotten all this done and if what they said they would do decades ago they got done, well, now they say they're going to start cutting off the resources and by 2020 launch Agenda 2030. When I saw they got everything done that they talked about at the Rio de Janeiro Accords in 1992 for Agenda 21, that they had almost all that done, I went, whoa.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A collapse in industrial society, and then by 2045, a 90% reduction in human population. So I'm watching the trajectory of what they've said and what they've done and what their plan is, and I've seen them carry it out. They're a little bit behind. They're now having to rush it, but they're pretty much still on track. And so the train is still going to the same destination. It's just 5-10 minutes late. And so I want to derail this thing. I want to try to launch a great awakening to counter their great reset. That is the war for the world, because this is Hitler 10.0 is what we're facing, where they deindustrialize, break up families, drug and dumb down, weaponize the culture, atomize society, isolate people, and then create a eugenics death cult, suicide, euthanasia cult. I mean, this is basically THX-1138 meets Soylent Green meets 1984. We've all seen those Venn diagrams where it has all the dystopic books, Fahrenheit and Brave New World and 1984 and V for Vendetta. And then at the middle of it, it says, you are here. And so that is literally what the globalists are doing. In fact, I would call them the transhumanist dystopians, because they want to build a dystopia for us so bad and make us hate ourselves and make us think we're killing the earth that we commit internal suicide and cut off our life force and invert our life force to be successful and strong and stewards of the earth and build a beautiful planet and go off planet and just do incredible things. We're in a larval form right now. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what we're going to do, what we're going to be part of. And the globalists know the potential of humanity. They want to steal that potential. But if things stay laissez-faire and open, and there's a free market of ideas, humanity is going to transcend to the next level. Then there'll be a challenge there. We're going to transcend again all the way to the 12th dimension until we merge with the Godhead. But we've got to be prepared and put through those levels before we literally enter nirvana. And talk about dreams. I have had dreams. Not the future dreams, but dreams with the Watchers, the angels, and they take me around and show me the universe, show me destroyed cultures, show me just fantastical things no one's ever seen in a movie, ever read in a book. But they say you can't show people this, you can't talk about this, you can't give the specifics of this, and it's unimaginably awesome and incredible, and just energy fields, energy planets, just anything you can imagine, and then they go, and don't worry about death. You are eternal. Worry about where your energy resonates. Have a taste of this. And it is total completion, beyond ecstasy, absolute no time. You're like, I never want to leave here. This is so satisfying. And then God says, yes. And now you will oversee with me all the lower levels that are growing up towards us in our garden. And you will be able to see the endless beauty and competition and freedom. But the one thing you may say is a sin, God says, and it's not. God says, I've done this. But the one thing I feel a little guilty about, this is God's only guilt, this omnipresent, all-powerful thing, is that I want to experience the universe through other sentient beings that have the seed of the universe in them, as Gandhi talked about. You are the potential little g God, and I want to not be alone, and I want to experience free will. But because we give people free will and other creatures free will, then they have a potential to be destructive and try to build their own universes and break away from us, and it basically never works. Look at these billions of other failures that I thought they might make something better. They never did. And then God says, the only thing I don't know is where I came from. I am just here. And so help me discover where we came from. And also understand we've created this multi-layer system so that even though creatures fail and fall into lower dimensions and fall into these other realms, they actually do, in endless infinities, have a chance to basically percolate back up and be given redemption. And I'll be attacked by classical Christians for that, but that's what I've been shown by God. And I don't want to go back down and come back up. I want to go up, and I want to stay up, and I want to go all the way to the top. I want to merge with God, the 12th dimension. But I've got to be sanctified, purified, and ready for that. And the third dimension is the main launch base to all the other levels.
We can't make this great, fantastic, controversial, crazy content without our partners. That's why we've once again, with pride in our crazy hearts, teamed up with, yep, it's Sticker Mule, to create this, get me in here, limited edition sticker pack. There are six stunning designs that are only available in this pack, and they're all made with Sticker Mule's, I'm going to say this and I mean it, magic touch. Sticker Mule has 10,000 of these packs, that's right, 10,000. 10,000, ready to deliver to your address, absolutely free. Have you had yours yet? If not, just go to stickermule.com/Russell and fill out the form, then you've got these stickers. And that's that. They'll be yours then, and no one ever can take them away from you. Stickermule.com/Russell, fill in the form. Now, let's get back into our content, because this world ain't going to change itself. Alex, it's very profound and beautiful to listen to you. I'm trying to track my numerous questions, even ones I've already asked. And as I listen to you, I see that what you intuitively, organically, and indeed after 30 years of broadcasting professionally do is you're able to trust yourself and communicate on a good many levels. When you describe that Luciferianism, the idea that a small portion of the energy of the divine can be reappropriated and purposed towards lower consciousness, a low frequency agenda, I'm very sympathetic to this. Also, when we are presented, as we seem to be currently, with a kind of omni-crisis, with this kind of creeping sense of foreboding, which on our show we continually talk about a subtle agenda, which is demonstrable through looking at financial activity and military activity and the activity of unelected three-letter acronym organizations to create centralized authority and, as you have said so eloquently, to dumb down the consciousness of ordinary people. When I look at the scale and the scope of the problem that we are facing, it seems plain that what's going to be required is a kind of spiritual energization. But whether you consider yourself to be a person on the radical left, say, should we use the terms of our time, believing in compassion, progressivism, or if you're a cultural conservative person believing in individual freedom and traditional Christian or Islamic values or Judaic values, it seems that in order to move beyond the level that we're at now, just in terms of the framing of our current set of crises, and in order to inspire change, and indeed to galvanize people, even if you look at it only in terms of what's demonstrably true, sets of interests that were observable during the pandemic period that benefited from being able to regulate a population, encourage and in some cases mandate a population to take experimental medications, censor and shut down conversations and communication, including the delegitimization of demonstrably credible scientists, it's clear that what we need as a population is a sort of almost a new resource. So when you describe layers of consciousness and what sound to me like shamanic experiences of different levels of reality, which are, you know, these kind of visions are in the Old Testament, they're in the Quran, they're in even the writings of Steiner, Rudolf Steiner. These are kind of ideas, and, you know, in sort of Aztec cults and Mayan cults and Egyptian mythology.
It's an omnipresent archetype. Normally Christmas is our biggest sell of the year, but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale hands down of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted InfoWarStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, in InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you discredit the idea of somehow conflating mysticism with anti-establishment politics, that it's something that's it's easy to condemn because it involves language that by its nature colourful and often beyond rationality. But beyond rationality is not the same as irrational. And what I think is really challenging in this space is to say, well, on one level, this relates to the incarceration of Julian Assange and the exiling of Edward Snowden. It relates to a forever war mentality. It relates to redundant democracies. It relates to true power being inaccessible to ordinary people. And as you said at the beginning of our conversation, the astonishing power of groups like BlackRock, Vanguard, etc. But also, I know that where you see this is through an occultist lens also. Layers of reality, the limitations of the senses. You cited briefly, and I know a lot of people that loathe this kind of stuff when people talk about double slit and quantum physics in a mystical way. I know that angers people. But really, what we're experiencing is our models of reality are breaking down. There are crises all over the world. Solutions are required that are beyond the paradigm that we live within. And we're prevented from having those kind of discussions. Go, Alex.
I mean, that's what all science is based on, and it all goes back to the occult. All occult means is hidden, and so we're looking for the hidden. We're trying to actually illuminate people, and then you have the classic Illuminati that's claiming it's trying to illuminate, but is actually trying to block it. But you boiled down my whole rant in 30 seconds earlier perfectly. The Luciferian energy says, I'm going to use all this divine and carve out my own thing, and then basically create my own universe with my own followers. But then I've got to limit their free will. Whereas God says, you all get free will, but then God says, is it bad that I gave people free will? Because that actually then allowed a lot of evil to take place. And that's what the Satanists or Luciferian will always say. Your God allows all these bad things to happen. Well, that's what happens when you allow freedom. But then the universe would be a dead, empty thing, or I guess it was just a bunch of plants growing on it, things that don't have higher consciousness, at least on the surface. If God did not give us this. And so the science we have today, if you showed an ancient Greek or Egyptian, they would say we were gods. But we're not gods. We just have what people envisioned as godlike power. People envisioned flying ships. People envisioned, flamethrowers. People envisioned hydrogen bombs. People envisioned a lot because there was something in the space-time continuum that we knew was already real because it was a potentiality. Also, the universe, as we know, is a lot of things, but it's also a loop or a figure eight, and it's always coming back. So there's a psychic wavelength from the future bouncing back at us now, and that's why we have such a feeling of dread, is because we've been on the wrong path. In fact, I wrote some notes before I came on. I had no idea you would go there, but the first thing I wanted to say is we are at the end of an age, and the system knows that, and they know currently the trajectory is humanity freeing itself. That's why they're trying to create an end of history now. They're trying to manifest all this Armageddon stuff to preempt what they think is coming so they can control it. And they're not controlling it, and they're never going to escape the things they've done. And of course, mainstream media says there is no God, you have no free will. But we got the WikiLeaks of these thousands of top Democrats. They're obsessed with Salima and with Aleister Crowley and with the occult, and you look at them, they're pathetic. And the videos of their rituals that have come out, they're just weak people trying to pretend they're God by being selfish, and you don't do that. You get closer to God by being selfless and by dialing into the universe and accepting it. And these people are cowards, they're greedy. They want to steal the future, and they're not going to get away with it. They're going to hurt a lot of people, and they're going to commit a lot of crimes. But in the end, their destruction will be their own, because they will be cut off from God. And from what I've seen and read and studied and know, hell is not some description of burning fire. And it's being cut off from the real universe, the real multiverse. And you don't want to be cut off from that. And if you make the decision to go create your own system, and you decide not, and I get with the Luciferian, well, that's a slave master. And, okay, well, the slave master gave you total freedom to go build your own thing. And then once you build it, you just built hell. And that really sums up everything.
Well, Alex, I want to ask you a few basic kind of... Like, this is, I know you can answer questions simultaneously, so let me just tell you what comes to me when I'm listening. I feel like you have suffered a lot, and I feel that you have a lot of power in you. And I wonder how you align the necessity for surrender in order that we may convey a great, ever-present, omnipresent, omniscient wisdom accessible to all of us if we are clear with your own rather robust individualism. I wonder if you ever feel fracture and crisis within yourself. I wonder if even under attack you've ever thought about ending your own life. I wonder if you've ever been concerned that you are mentally ill. I wonder if you've ever felt hopeless and desperate given the escalation of these crises and the way that you have been attacked.
You know, God does things to me. I'll just say this. I'm not trying to brag. It's just you ask the question. I'll wake up at 3:35 in the morning or whenever it is, and God will say, the Spirit will say to me, you know I'm completely real. I want you to get up and walk into the kitchen, and it is going to be 3:36 exactly. And this has happened to me hundreds of times, hundreds since I was a little kid. And I walk in, and it's always the exact number. Now, you can say, well, I've got an inner clock, whatever. We know that butterflies can fly from central Mexico all the way to central Canada and then lay their eggs and then fly all the way back. How does it know how to go to Mexico? Well, how does it know how to go 3,000 miles? It knows how to do it, or 2,800 miles. I've seen documentaries on it. It has magnetic cones and rods in its little tiny brain that operate off the electromagnetic fields of the Earth, but they also have ancestral memory as well that's been passed on. And so their bodies are a third-dimensional manifestation of that spirit energy, and so that energy is even in them. That's how the ducks, the geese know how to do it. That's how hummingbirds can fly from Georgia all the way to Guatemala, little bitty birds over the ocean, thousands of miles, and land in the same tree that they were born in, or the same tree that their parents were born in. Okay? So that's the power of this. That's, and all spiritualism is tuning into the fact that humans have massive amounts of cones and rods. The only other thing that has more of them is whales. I mean, you know, the dolphin's brain's way bigger than humans, and they're incredible. And so you have to understand that we have all this. We're a transceiver, and the priest class has tried to get in front of this relationship with the universe and God, and then they create these dogmas to control people instead of going directly to God. And so that's what I'm trying to get at here. And so, you know, obviously there are seven deadly sins, but the Luciferian sin is pride. And you've been around the block, Russell, and I can tell that. And I can see when you were younger, I could see it in your eyes. When I was younger, I dialed into that Luciferian energy, the pride, the strength, the will to get any woman I wanted, kick anybody's ass. If I just turned it on, it was like the Ring of Mordor. And I took that off when I was about 18. Only had it on for about 4, 5, 6 years. I wasn't a Satanist, but man, I attracted the Luciferians and all the rich people, like, you know, Maz the Flame. And then I was able, basically God touched me and said, you really want to be evil? And I had a lot of really intense nightmares and just a feeling of being alone. And God said, you can have all this earthly power, but you're going to be alone. Do you feel the Holy Spirit being removed? We are unplugging from you. We're leaving you. You're becoming a Satanist. And I went, no. And then God said, okay, I want you to start doing this, this, and that. And I was like, doing it. And it was like, don't have sex for like a year. Because I was, you know, not as famous as you, but I was, you know, chicks almost every day. And literally then I was just like, okay, go get on the air. You know, fight to get on the air. Talk about this. Do this. And then I've been on the air about 2-3 years, and I had this really incredible psychic event.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I was in this restaurant. It was closing down. Nobody was in there. I finished eating. I wasn't on drugs, wasn't drinking. And it was just like the walls opened up, and it was this big energy. And it said, all right, I'm about to hit you with a major download in your mission. But this and that is going to happen, and you're going to go through a lot of pain to do it. But you're going to help trigger the Great Awakening. And I talked about this 20 years ago, okay? And then now, look, I'm credited, and it's not me. It's God. It's through the universe. I said 20 years ago on air when I was ready to talk about it, about 7 years after it happened, I talked about it in great length for like an hours on the show, how I was going to help through our audience trigger the Great Awakening that would then produce all these other incredible people who were asleep, who would be even more articulate than I was, and that was my mission. But then I had to be ready to be destroyed, probably killed, and I hate to prophesy that, but I had to be ready to be tortured, ready to be imprisoned, ready to be killed, if I wanted this mission. And I said, I want the mission. And it was like, bam! And then the dream started, the discernment started, the knowledge started. And I've had two or three other times where it's like you're brought in to be commissioned into another level of the military, and it's a spiritual event. And just like the devil psychically has you sign a contract, but God does it through free will and says, okay, here's the next mission. Do you want it? I'm going to show you all the bad stuff. Are you sure you want this? This is your mission, should you choose to accept it. And I'm like, I want the next mission. And just in the last few months, I've had that happen again. And I know it's totally real. And so I'm just extremely blessed. And I'm just like one thing. You know, I was flying in to do an interview with a very well-known talk show host that should air soon on a private plane they got us. And it was bad weather, and it was violently flying around. And you know, the pilots were freaked out, and they had to not land. They had to go back, maybe find another airport. And I was totally calm. And my wife was totally calm. And when we landed, she said, what were you doing? I said, I was preparing if we died to ensure that my energy goes to God. I was like, my energy's going to God. I'm totally ready to die. I'm not suicidal, but I was just very zen out. I'm like, I'm ready to die. Thank you. The mission's now over. I feel sorry for the pilots, but if I die, and I just focused, I'm going with you. I'm going with God. Vaya con Dios. And, of course, we didn't die. But the pilots were, like, totally freaked out when we landed. So that's what we're talking about, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, man, that's pretty terrifying, Alex. You know, I feel like one thing that perhaps would be an interesting way for us to continue our conversation is by acknowledging that we live in a materialist and rationalist culture that by its default nature excludes the possibility of the mystery, excludes the possibility of the cult, except for where it might be helpful in controlling people. We come from, and for hundreds of thousands of years, and I'm sure by your reckoning much, much longer, we lived in cultures where the mystic was enshrined, and still these words like saint, prophet, mystic, rishi, seer, druid, witch, these words still resonate. This is a role that human beings have long required. We recognize, as you said, when discussing the great capacities of members of the insect species and ornithological wonders of hummingbirds, that there are layers of reality that animal species receive and understand, that there are types of information that are beyond our ability to receive because of the limitations of the senses. And there we have recourse to senses that are subtler, embedded, perhaps lost in history, perhaps rinsed away with the fluoride and the 5G and the deadening screens and the bad food and the experimental vaccines, till in the end we live as lumpen bear apes. Similarly, our humanity itself is being stripped away, our ability to laugh together, to tease one another. Aspects of sexuality are maligned and condemned. I'm not talking about aspects of sexuality that are harmful. Of course, love and consent and generosity and kindness are unassailable, incontrovertible aspects of reality. Do you ever wonder, Alex, when you're in full flight in your evangelism, in your connection to God, whether or not you you know, because one of the things you'll be famous for people that are not devoted followers of InfoWars and your various incarnations and evolutions, are the impassioned rants. We've all seen preachers rant like that, imams, even rabbis rant like that. It's accepted that mystics and seers will try to convey powerful messages with great zeal. Do you ever wonder whether or not enough is being done, and this is not based on my personal experience with you, where it's not a claim that I would make, to convey the love, the love, the necessity of love, the necessity of acceptance. Even what do you think it means in Christianity when it says stuff like resist not evil and love thy enemy? Where do those sort of basic Christian edicts, for example, fit into the way we conduct this discourse when plainly we're at a pivotal moment of great, great attack?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I dialed into Luciferian energy when I was about 12 to about 18. And I wasn't really conscious of it until I began to understand it and why all this was happening, because I was getting recruited interdimensionally by the other side to be, you know, a soldier of evil. And then when I pulled away from that, I began to understand how what was happening, but I wasn't really reading in books. It was happening organically. But instead of following Luciferian energy, I was following kind of my earth suit programming of I'm the man, I can get it done, and I'm going to be aggressive, and I'm going to overrun the bad guys. And so it was a barbaric energy with an intellectual message that was very attractive to a lot of people, also scared the establishment, and there wasn't enough love. And I do think love is way more powerful than that, and that's the higher levels. That's what comes from God. And so I've tried to not blow up on air, to not go into those rants. I mean, you've seen some of them. Because when you really get into the flesh, kind of, you can see some of the videos of me. Hadn't happened in about 6, 7, 8 years. But like, ooh, little demon just popped up. That's really scary looking, you know. You know, the guy that plays the Joker can't do it that good. And so, I mean, I realize that anytime my energy gets to a level that I look like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, that it's time to, and people see it, they go, ooh, that's scary looking. And that's nothing. That's just the flesh. That's nothing compared to the Luciferian energy. And so, yeah, it manifests. And so I don't have that big boiling, aggressive fire. I could turn it on right now because I've denied it. Because it's, the more I move away, like, you know, a town I left from Satan, the bigger the vistas get, the larger things get, the more love there is. And so, yes, I'm moving away from hate towards love. And yes, in my trajectory, there was a lot more hate. I mean, I was always fighting, not because I hated the enemy, but because I loved people that were behind me that I was protecting. But there was still a very big serving of hate. And now I actually feel sorry for the globalists and don't even hate them. But the hate was warming in a way. I have to say, I love God and I love, and it's way more powerful. But sometimes I still, you know, kind of have a desire to just get back into that hatred.
Yeah, because sometimes when you feel like you're under attack, and indeed I can see that you have this very broad, let's call it interdimensional perspective of reality, where a spiritual war is being conducted subtly by demonic forces across a vast history. If you're holding that reality within your individual personality, it's going to cause a great deal of tension. Maybe I have a different kind of experience, plainly I do, but to give you my insight, is like for me sometimes I feel like I could fall inwards into total despair, that it feels like this is too vast. Because, you know, again, so that we can keep a wide audience, those people that are interested in the occultist, esoteric aspects of this, that which is extrasensory and divine, those that are looking at this from a spiritualist perspective, as well as those that like to stay in the rationalist domain, the interests of the military-industrial complex, a globalist agenda that's observable, the kind of things that were revealed during the pandemic period that I believe converted a lot of people, I will say that even when I look at it on that strata, just even if I look at this as just the financial interests of dominion or terrestrial interests of earthly individuals, you know, we started off with the Black Rock and all that kind of stuff. You know, even when I just look at it on that level, I think, what are we going to do? There is so much power that can be asserted through legacy media. There is so much power of censorship. There is such a strong will to shut down dissent. Many people say, and I'm watching our chat now, like that in a way, Alex Jones was not only the augur of a new kind of countercultural narrative that was beyond left and right definition, even though it was heavily condemned as being right-wing in the same way that lots of things are when they're anti-establishment, curiously. There was also a kind of a piloting of how do you unperson a prominent voice. Now, clearly you've got enough fire and brimstone, and as you described it, warming rage within you still to get you through. I sometimes feel despair. I sometimes think, my God, the media are so powerful. The government are so powerful. They can bend and manipulate the judiciary. And when you describe that idea of incarceration, torture, and execution, I must say I felt some real fear there.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.